November 1, 2024. Today, I invite you to reflect deeply on our values, our civic duty, and our journey as Christians who are called to walk in the light of Christ. In a time when our world is divided, and our nation faces tremendous challenges, we must ask ourselves whether our actions, including our votes, truly align with God's teachings. 1. Truth and integrity. The commandment not to lie. The Lord commands, "You shall not bear false witness," Exodus chapter 20 verse 16, and again, "Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices," Colossians chapter 3 verse 9. We are called to live by the truth, and in our current political landscape, we must recognize the power and consequences of information warfare. Disinformation and misleading claims can be tools used by those who seek power rather than truth, often exploiting the beliefs of well-intentioned people to advance hidden agendas. When we allow lies to shape our beliefs and decisions, we become complicit in the deceit itself. As Christians, we are responsible for discerning truth from lies. Christ himself warned us, "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing but inwardly are ravenous wolves." Matthew chapter 7 verse 15. We must examine whether our political choices and the leaders we follow reflect truth and integrity, or whether we risk supporting those who knowingly deceive. 2. Idolatry and misplaced loyalty. Scripture warns against idolatry, not only of images and statues but of people and ideals that draw us away from God's commands. "You shall have no other gods before me," Exodus chapter 20 verse 3. We must ask ourselves, are we elevating political leaders or a party to a godlike status, putting our faith in them above God's word? Are we idolizing individuals and their power, believing they alone can save us, rather than seeking God's guidance and trusting in his providence? Our faith must be in God alone, not in human leaders who claim they will single-handedly save our nation. "Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation," Psalm chapter 146 verse 3. No earthly leader should hold our loyalty above God's commandments. Let us examine whether our political allegiance has become a barrier between us and God, urging us to compromise on our core values of love, justice, and compassion. 3. Sacrifice for short-term gains. Are we selling our souls? Christ asked us, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" Mark chapter 8 verse 36. Our call is to prioritize eternal values over temporary gains. When we vote, we must consider whether we are sacrificing our integrity, our compassion, and our obedience to God's will for the sake of short-term power or policy wins. This is especially important in areas like healthcare, where restrictive policies around abortion can sometimes result in women being denied essential medical care, putting their lives at risk. Scripture calls us to care for the least of these, Matthew chapter 25 verse 40, and that includes protecting lives and health. We must ask, are we contributing to suffering or denying care in the name of faith, or can we find ways to uphold life and compassion more consistently? 4. The Constitution and the call for justice. As Christians, we are called to respect the rule of law and protect justice for all. The Bible tells us, "Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression," Isaiah chapter 1 verse 17. Our Constitution was established to protect freedoms and rights, ensuring justice and equality. Supporting leaders who may seek to undermine these principles for personal or political gain runs counter to our call to pursue justice. We must carefully consider whether our choices support leaders who respect the Constitution's principles or threaten them for their own purposes. 5. Power and humility. Are leaders serving or serving themselves? Many leaders today claim to represent Christian values, yet their actions may reflect a desire for personal power rather than servant leadership. Jesus taught us, "The greatest among you shall be your servant," Matthew chapter 23 verse 11, showing that true leadership is humble and selfless. We must be wary of leaders whose actions suggest they are more interested in their own influence than in uplifting the people they serve. In choosing leaders, let us reflect on Christ's example of humility and service, ensuring we support those who prioritize the common good over personal gain. Ask yourself, are our leaders focused on true Christian principles, or are they exploiting faith to build their own power base at the expense of the faithful? 6. The slippery slope away from grace. In Proverbs, we are warned, there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12. Voting is a responsibility, and every choice we make can bring us closer to, or further from, God's grace. When we support policies or leaders that promote lies, idolize power, or disregard the vulnerable, we risk slipping away from God's path. Let us remember that God calls us to be vigilant and discerning. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12. Reflecting on our choices is essential to ensure that we uphold God's commandments and seek His will above all. 7. A call to reflection and prayer. As we approach the next election, I urge each of you to pray, reflect, and seek God's wisdom. Let us not be swayed by fear or by those who claim to speak for God without showing God's love and integrity. Instead, may we hold ourselves and our leaders to the highest standard, remembering that we are accountable to God for every choice we make. Examine yourselves, to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5. Let us vote not out of habit or allegiance, but with hearts open to God's guidance, seeking leaders who embody His love, truth, and justice. Let us be lights in this world, unwavering in our faith and grounded in His truth. Amen. Harold K. Brown.